In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
USDA's number, they're showing all cotton area for 2007 at just over 11 million acres, 11.06 million acres, which is down about 28% from last year's number. Yeah, this is actually, looking at this, is the lowest number in terms of all cotton since probably about 1989. So it is a significant reduction from where we've been. And in fact, from their initial estimate that came out in March, we're off roughly a million acres from that number. For upland area, USDA says that we've planted 10.76 million acres in the ELS. We planted just under 300,000 acres.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If you look at where some of the biggest changes occurred, we're seeing still some significant reductions in the Mid-South, the states of Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas showing reductions in the range of 30 to 40%. We're also in the Southwest. That's probably where we saw some of the biggest changes as compared back to March numbers, in particular in Texas, that went from an estimate in March of 5.7 million acres down to an estimate now of just 5 million acres. So those are probably two of the regions that stick out in terms of adjustments that have been made in acreage.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The biggest factor coming into play in the acreage adjustments is that farmers are responding to the market signals, and we know with the higher grain and soybean prices that that's where we saw some of the shift in acreage. I think some of the other things that we're going to be looking at for a few places is the fact that weather may have impacted these numbers somewhat, particularly in Georgia and Alabama, where their numbers were lowered a little bit more, and that may have had as much to do with the fact that the drought conditions didn't allow some of those acres to be planted. I think the other thing we'll also have to look at is in the Texas number, was any of that just been delayed because of the excessively wet conditions, and may we see a few acres still be picked up there in terms of planting? So I think those are a couple of things to watch as we go forward.